are the actions that you're taking every single day actually in alignment with the version of you who has already accomplished these things? Are you becoming that future self now, taking actions in alignment with that vision, or are you off course? Welcome back to another episode on Align with Purpose in Life and Leadership. And today we're going to get deep, okay? We're going to talk about who you're becoming, okay? We're going to talk about both sides of the spectrum. Are you becoming who you ultimately are here to be, completely aligned with your purpose? Or are you being who you think others think you should be? By the end of this episode, we're going to bring it all full circle like we always do. Okay? We're going to help you get clarity. We're going to help you find direction and really get laser focused on who am I? And how can I begin to embody him or her today so that I am a living example that it's possible to be fully aligned in living my purpose? Let's dive in. So if I were to sit you down, okay, and we were to write out a vision for your life, the goals you're going to pursue, just the way you want to feel each day when you live and when you wake up, the way you're showing up for your family and for others, maybe it's the amount of space that you're giving yourself to just be. Maybe it's how you're feeling through your day. Are you feeling scattered or are you feeling in flow, right? Do you have clarity on what that vision actually looks like? Or maybe that itself is questionable. Okay, but let's say that you could write down this vision, okay? And you did have clarity. Okay, here's the vision of myself I really want to have, right? Maybe you want to have a limitless shopping spree every couple of months and update your wardrobe. Maybe this vision you have for your life is that you want to be able to speak on stages and impact the lives of those that you're called to serve. Maybe it's being a best-selling author, running your own business from anywhere in the world and being a digital nomad. Maybe it's traveling to one new place every single month. Maybe it's literally living in a new place every single month. Okay, start to dream a little bit. What does this vision actually look like? And then I want you to be honest with yourself. Are the actions that you're taking every single day actually in alignment with the version of you who has already accomplished these things? Or is that vision, day by day, slowly fading away? So the real question is, are you becoming that future self now, taking actions in alignment with that vision, or are you off course? Pause me if you need to and reflect. Okay, and if you're feeling triggered, this is a moment to just reflect as to why that is. Look, I'm calling you out because life is too damn precious to waste another moment of your life living in a reality that is ultimately not everything you've always desired. Okay, so then have you been who others think you should be? Okay, maybe, for example, you've always wanted to move away, but your family wants to keep you close. Okay, so this involves, you know, every Sunday you go over to the family's house, you see them every week, you're constantly in their mindsets, in their frame of mind, but you know with every ounce of your being that staying in the town you grew up in is holding you back from the life, the impact, everything you've ever desired. Okay, so maybe you're staying close to them. Maybe the people in your life think you're absolutely crazy for wanting something more than what you already have, like starting your own business or making a change in your life. Okay, maybe they have high expectations of you or expectations that you're like, where the fuck did you ever think that was what I wanted? Okay, maybe it's people pleasing, right? Are you people pleasing where you're giving up what you truly want because you're there to make somebody else happy? okay? Maybe you're trying to avoid confrontation or avoid hurting people and those who are in your life who you truly love, but it's coming at the sacrifice of who you're becoming. Right? It's not okay to people please when they're adding weight on your shoulders that you should no longer have to carry. Okay, maybe you're a mama. And somewhere along this journey of motherhood, you feel like you've lost yourself or forgotten who you were or not had the opportunity to rebuild who you are in motherhood. Okay, this can look like a lot of things for a lot of different people, right? Maybe you're a dad and you're listening to this. This goes for you too. Okay, maybe you're seeking validation from others. Because who am I if they're not validating me and telling me that I'm enough? Who am I without their validation? Okay, maybe you're not sure who your authentic self truly is anymore. Because like we said, that vision is lost. It's gone. Maybe others' opinions, kind of back to the topic here, of who they think you should be are preventing you from even exploring other avenues of who you actually will choose to be. Because my friend, we cannot create the vision for our life if we're not even sure who we are. Because our future self created that vision. Now we need to become that future self today so we can begin upgrading our life to be an energetic match to the vision that we truly seek. What you seek is seeking you, my friend. But if you don't know what you're seeking, then it can't seek you back. We've got to get clarity here. So where are the shackles for you? What in your life right now has you feeling like a ball and chain and you are shackled to it? You cannot move. It feels like weight on your shoulders and maybe you're fighting to get free. But maybe you're not. It's like the story of the elephant who, from the time it was just a little baby, had these shackles or this little fence and they couldn't get over it, right? You've heard the story. It was like a dog or an elephant or whatever. And since they tried and tried and tried when they were a baby, they could never get through. They could never get the shackles off. So then when this elephant became big and strong and clearly could get out and break free, didn't even try anymore. It just laid there. Just stood there day after day. I've actually seen this. I've literally seen this firsthand in Thailand. This poor elephant. I mean it when I say it had a tear in its eye. It was crying. This poor, poor elephant. But it didn't try to break free. Even when they had unleashed it from the shackle to take it on an elephant ride, which I was not a part of, by the way. Let me just clarify that. I did buy food, though, to feed him because I felt really called to do that. But no, even when they unshackled him to take somebody on a ride, the elephant didn't try to get away. Where are you being led through life right now when you should be taking the reins and leading yourself? Where are you shackled like that elephant where maybe you're fighting to get free or maybe you're just standing there like a prisoner waiting for someone to bring you food or someone to save you. What if no one comes to save you? I've seen this happen firsthand to many people in my life that I've grown up with. It's like they feel like they're shackled to their current reality and they've stopped dreaming. Oh, that wouldn't be possible for me. Oh yeah, but the government or then inflation prices. God damn. You know what they said to us when we said, hey, we're going to move to Maui. Oh, you don't want to move to Maui. The milk prices are $6 a gallon there. First off, we don't drink cow's milk. So check to that. Second off, they were talking about the gas prices. Oh, the gas prices are $6 a gallon. First off, they're $6 a gallon right now on the mainland. So we were just about a couple of years ahead of the curve there. and I rode a bike everywhere. Look, it's, you can listen to people all day long, or you can say, that is my vision. I don't give a shit if I'm going to be paying an extra $2 a gallon, because I will make it work. I'll make extra money. I'll buy a bike. If it is that important to you and your future self has figured out how to make it happen, it is your duty, your responsibility to yourself to figure out how to make it happen in your life right now. No one is coming to save you. Okay? It is up to you to make this decision. So where is that weight on you right now? Pause me if you need to. And what's coming through right now is like, where's the monotony? Where's the monotony where it feels like you're living a life that isn't yours? What happens as we grow up is brick by brick, everything we're told, all of our previous experiences, seeing others live a life that's mediocre, okay? Brick by brick, these experiences stack to create this foundation, okay? This foundation, this wall, whatever you want to call it. But then here's the kicker. And this came through this week. Us believing it is the cement. It's the cement that holds our lives together based on how we've interpreted the world around us, societal constructs, the way we were raised. Okay, that's all the bricks, right? The cement is our belief. The cement is us saying, oh, you know what? Janet, she did tell me that she tried to start a business once and it failed miserably. Yeah, that would probably happen to me, so I'm not going to do it. Cement. Oh yeah, they're probably right. If I move to Maui, God, $6 a gallon? How would I be able to even explore with $6 a gallon? I couldn't even leave my house for that. Cement. We have got to take the sledgehammer and beat this wall down. I sound like Miley Cyrus. We got to take a wrecking ball to this shit, guys. Okay? Your cement, yeah, it might have been there for a long time. It's breakable. We got to tear that sucker down, okay? Because on the other side of that, when we just release, that is freedom. I'm going to go on a little bit of a riff here because I feel so many people say, oh, I want to have freedom in my life. I want to experience absolute freedom, but they don't even know what that means. Freedom is freedom from the shackles of living a life that is not true and authentic to you. It is by feeling like you need to show up and be someone to prove something or to fit the mold of others' opinions and what they think you should be. Freedom is you allowing yourself to be everything you are meant to be, which is the creator of your life. You're meant, okay, I truly believe you are meant to fully live your vision. Today, no waiting. Okay. So how will you begin to fully live your human experience? Why are you here? It's a burning question for a lot of people. And I'm going to speak to that. I believe we're here to live our purpose. We're here to experience pure freedom, not in the sense of the word like, I'm financially free. Yes, that's a part of it. But I'm free from others' opinions. I'm free from my own opinion of myself. I'm free. I believe we're here to have complete abundance. Because we hold the paintbrush to our lives and it is a blank canvas available to us to just go crazy. Paint whatever you want. Okay? We're here to experience the feelings of all life has to offer, of the highs, when we're feeling at the top of the fucking world, and the lows too, when we just want to scream, we just want to cry, we just want to curl up in this little tiny ball. Maybe we want to just like bang the ground with our fist, We are in this human experience to fully feel. That is what makes us alive. Don't hold yourself back from feeling this beautiful human experience that we're here to cultivate. We're here to be free of past trauma and anything holding you back from being that creator of your reality. So, to sum it up, our purpose is to be a blissful creator of our experience. So I'm going to ask you a few questions. I'd like you to think about these, even if it's for the rest of the day or the rest of the week. What would I like my life to be like? You can journal on this every single day. Take out the voice memo on your phone and just talk to yourself. What would I like my life to be like? And if you catch yourself going, oh, I could never make $1 million. Stop right there. That's showing you right now where you're not free. You got some money blocks, okay? So that's when you take that statement and you're going to flip it to the opposite. No, I am worthy of making $1 million. Here's why. Yeah? Okay, so that's going to show you areas where there's some self-doubt. Right? There's some shackles that still exist. That cementing is in place still. So this is going to give you a beautiful opportunity to reflect inwards. Okay. So what would I like my life to be like? And the second, how can I begin to step into this vision today? Okay. I think a lot of times we think it needs to be some huge, massive, groundbreaking shift that happens overnight. And can that happen? Yes, sure. But sometimes it's just about the subtle changes. Maybe it's just making the decision today to write down your vision every single day. Okay, that's a change already. Maybe you haven't thought about this for a couple of years. Right? It could be something so small and simple. But all we want to do today is gain that extra clarity in where to put one step in front of another. Maybe it's really turning that flashlight inwards. Hey, if this is the life my future self is creating, am I showing up for her today? Am I doing the things that I know she needs in order to be successful? Look, the answer for me for a long time, for like half my life, was no. But I see that now. And that's why this episode can change your life if you actually do this. And it's being honest with yourself. I can truly and honestly say with all of my heart that the vision that I have for my life, I am confident that where I'm showing up and how I'm being today will 100% lead to that future reality coming true. I know it for a fact. Okay? I want you to be this clear on your future and understand it with every ounce of your being that it's happening for you. Even when we have these setbacks, even when life throws us curveballs, we still know that we're aligned with our purpose. Look, that's what this episode, that's what this podcast is all about. And this hits me so close to home. I went through an experience last night and was re-reminded of how much so this is just my purpose to help you find your vision and truly step into it. And I will open up and share that story when I feel ready to do so. But I just want to thank you. So take out your journal, find that vision. And if you're feeling called to do so and you want to map that vision out with someone, I would be happy to assist you. I am here for you. My team is here for you. Visit coachwithjamie.com and we can line up a breakthrough session where I work with you to figure out what exactly does this vision look like and where am I at right now? What's holding me back from actually making this vision a reality? Because it's hard to see the picture when you're in it. Okay, so sometimes all we need is that extra guidance, that extra little push out of your comfort zone to really see what's there, what's inside. Okay. So if this resonated with you and you have anyone in your circle you feel would benefit, or hey, anyone on social media, go ahead, just share it to your Instagram stories, tag me, Coach with Jamie. I would love to just hear your takeaways. It means the absolute world to me when I get messages from you just saying how an episode changed your day, impacted your life, whatever you're feeling, please share. It motivates me to keep showing up, keep putting out these episodes. It actually makes me want to put out more content, truth be told, that I'm just so thankful for you. So if you know anybody who could hear this, you know anybody who needs to hear this, send it to them. Make their day too. Thank you so much for listening. Oof, I appreciate you. Have a beautiful rest of your day and do one thing today that puts you one step closer to being your future self tomorrow.